Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp with you. Drew Nixon, of course, producing the show as well. We know it's Cags' home debut tonight. Pre-game show, Vern's on Deck show starts at 5:30 right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. We wanted to do something a little bit different. You guys know we've been talking about cards more and more on this show. It continues to get more and more popular. We've been talking about the Caitlin Clark 101 card, by the way, still waiting for those who keep texting in. It's still at PSA. Thank you very much. So we're just waiting.
Fingers crossed.
We're waiting. Fingers crossed. Soon. And then it'll be in golden auction, everything. But we also went to Springfield. We ripped open a box of cards with Jack Caglione down there. You guys know he's very passionate about the hobby. So someone that knows him very well, someone that actually flew into town just to be at Cags' home debut tonight. We've got Will from Valor Sports Cards. I know the first time we met in person, but I know you a little bit just from Instagram, card breaking and stuff. I was in a card break with you guys, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. I just got some cards from you yesterday, so thank you very much for that. But Will, it's great to have you in Kansas. So you said this is the first time you've ever been, KC.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate you guys having me on here. This is the first time I've ever been to Missouri. Obviously,
okay.
as we all thought, Kansas City is in Kansas. It is not. It's in Missouri.
You're in Kansas right now, though.
You're taking
you are in KC right now.
State line's close.
I don't have a clue where I am, but I'm enjoying every second of it.
Yeah. Now you're originally from New York?
Yeah, I'm originally from New York. I own Valor Sports Cards. We break on Fanatics Live. And we send in stuff for grading, and we sell stuff for our customers. I know you guys have do your way,
yeah.
But next time, do it the right way and come to me, and we'll take
care
of it.
There you go. Maybe I wouldn't have. I'll have to tell you off air a little bit more about my story with this Caitlin Clark card. But yeah, look, I think what was interesting for us is we know Jack Caglione is really into cards. How did you get connected with him? You've actually had him do breaks with you guys. You were in Omaha a couple weeks ago with MJ Melendez as well, and you guys were breaking packs, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, this is where it started. It started in spring training. I rented out a mansion in Arizona.
Okay, that's a good start.
Paradise Valley, Arizona. I rented out 11,000 square foot home with a lagoon in the back. And what I was doing is trying to bridge collectors closer to the game and bring them closer to the players. So I invited collectors to come out as well as players to come out to the house. We had a private chef, bartender, everything you could imagine, as well as cards to just connect on a different level. Because obviously Jack is a monster, you know, playing the game. But then when you're ripping cards, he's like everyone else. You know, even though he has the biggest hands in the table, he's still ripping a pack of cards. That's it. So, yeah, it was a really interesting experience. And then, you know, we just connected and we stayed friends since then.
How'd you find out he was into it? I guess into the hobby. Did you just see him on social talking about it?
No, he didn't really have it on social. But, you know, a friend of a friend,
sure.
A player
people talk,
of another
yeah.
player. You know, there's a lot of players out there that are collecting cards. And, you know, what Valor Sports Cards does is connects with those players and then brings them closer to the collector. I mean, how cool is it to have Jack Caglione rip a pack for you or sign a baseball? So it's a pretty cool experience.
And you can tell me, I mean, if I'm wrong on this, right now, especially when it comes to baseball, there's not a hotter name in baseball from the card market than Jack Caglione. I thought some of his stuff is up 30 to 50% even in the last week or so because of the call up. And we're obviously excited about the hype around it here in Kansas City. Yeah. But for those that are listening that maybe they don't own a single Jack Caglione card, what would you say is the best way for them to start maybe building up a collection, whether it's Bobby Witt Jr., Jack Caglione, whoever?
Yeah, I mean, right now, the Jack Caglione market is through the roof, right? So if you're looking for a Jack Caglione card, it may not be the time right now unless you have a lot of money. You know, the most important part is to understand that it's prospecting. You go into collecting cards for a player when they're kind of not a nobody, but no one has really heard of him. He didn't have the call up. Roman Anthony cards. I mean, his red, I think, out of five autos sold for $30,000. Yeah, something called up crazy. You know, so really it's prospecting, like the Jesus Mades of this world, the Braylon Paynes, all those guys that are in these products now. You collect them now and you're just really waiting for the call up. So it's really interesting, experience.
Yeah, that's why we talked about guys like Charlie Condon and these other prospects as well. He's holding on to those bad
Weatherhall,
boys right now.
All those guys.
It adds. It's crazy because like what it does is like it adds because like we get told the same stuff. Like, hey, you know, he's still a young player, and you know, like the team wants him to break in smoothly and cleanly. But this adds a whole nother thing to the hype stuff that's outside a market. In Kansas City, we're always going to be excited for Jack Caglione. Okay, a power hitting left hander is going to put the ball, you know, into the seats. We're interested no matter what, but because you get now everybody in the hobby, which has grown obviously tremendously since COVID, you get everybody in the hobby who's like, well, I need Jack Caglione to perform well so that my collection's worth what I hope it's worth. Because like Gold will collect a Cags card. He's going to collect it for his personal collection, right?
Right.
Because he's a Royals fan. He's going to hold on to those. A lot of people in the hobby looking to collect those because there's a chance when they got it, it's worth a lot more 6 months from now if Caglione keeps playing the way he's playing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are two different types of people in the hobby. It's collectors that enjoy collecting their players that they love, they have met or you know, just know. And then the other people that are looking for that next golden ticket, let's invest in Jack Caglione when he's in Double A and then wait till he gets called up so I can flip it for an egregious amount of money. So that's really where it's at right now with him.
Yeah, it's interesting. I really do find it like the hobby stuff, the way it's grown is what's kind of crazy to me because I can't, and I guess that's another question for like people who are trying to get in it. Cause like we understand a lot of our audience is probably people getting into it. The depth is what gets me. The 80 different variants of cards and the quality and the value. And I'm like, I could have you do 2 hours on it. We probably wouldn't get there.
2 hours would just be over a checklist off of one pack, you know?
Yeah. So like, what is like the base of like, if somebody's like, do I have a good Jack Caglione card? What are like the basics of like the things you should be hoping for early if you're just getting into the game a little bit?
If you're just getting into the game a little bit, kind of try to familiarize yourself with the prospects, with the players that you love, that other people are collecting. There's a lot of knowledge on the internet when you're talking about the value of a card, what's good, what's not good, but most importantly, find a company like myself. I'll shamelessly promote myself. You know, find someone like Valor Sports Cards on Instagram and communicate. Say, hey, I need help. I have these cards or I'm looking into collecting. What can I collect? Right now, the best way to do it is to start off with two products, either Bowman or Topps Chrome. Bowman has the prospects, meaning their first ever autograph on a card. And Topps Chrome is going to be mainly the rookies. So two flagship products of Topps, and those are the, you know, that's where you start off your collecting journey and moving forward.
Yeah, the first Bowman's obviously is what everybody, right? Even some just the base first Bowman stuff for CAGs going crazy on eBay as well. We've got Will from Valor Sports Cards hanging out with us. He just flew into town from New York to be here for CAGs' home debut. You got to know CAGs pretty well. As their text line said, you might have had the biggest flex in show history just saying, oh yeah, I just rented out a mansion, 11,000 square feet in spring training and had everybody over. That's a flex, man.
It was a lot of fun. I was actually planning on doing it in the All-Star game in Atlanta.
Okay.
I didn't have enough time, but I can assure you, I'll guarantee you right now, this upcoming spring break.
Okay.
Right. So we have a lot of players that came in last year. It was the first time no one in the, I guess you say hobby, has ever done anything like this, where we're bridging the collectors closer to the game. I promise you right now, in 2026, spring training, Valor Sports Cards is going to have like an insane, I don't even know what I'm going to do yet. I just know it's going to be big, going to be a lot of players, a lot of collectors, and it's just going to be, you know, who can say in this table that they sat around the table, had dinner with Rhett Lauder, Jack Caglione, MJ Melendez, Brock Wilkin. There's Chase Burns. He's another monster.
Hey, he got called up to AAA.
That guy is lights out. No one can say that except the collectors that were there. So, you know, it's just trying to, you know, make it make it bigger and make it more fun for collectors and players alike.
Can Alex and I just sit by the pool? I'll say nothing.
Yeah, we'll just fly out
really
there. We'll do our
quiet,
show.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, why stay quiet? You can hang out.
Sure. I was just trying to say, like, I'll be out of sight if I need to be. That's all.
Yeah, no. It's
now, so we were discussing this a few days ago, and for those that are looking, hey, how do I get a Jack Caglione rookie card? That's confusing this year because of the call update, right? There's a cutoff. So Topps Now just came out with this card last Friday, I think it was, 24-hour window to buy his call-up card. His rookie cards are not going to be available till like February, isn't that right?
Yeah, so they're not going to be available this year. It's going to be next year. But right now, focus on two things. If you want a cheaper card of Jack Caglione just to say, hey, I have a card of his call-up, definitely Topps Now is the way to go. It's not an expensive buy-in, and you get a guaranteed Topps Now card. Now, additionally, you could get into 2024 Bowman Draft and Chase's Bowman First card, which is going to be a very expensive venture. But you can go on eBay. You can go on Instagram. There's so many different avenues to actually collect a card, as well as gold, et cetera. So there's so many different ways. You just have to research. Do your work. Do your research. Do your, you know, due diligence, and then you'll be successful.
What do you, just out of curiosity, since we obviously, I think even on this show, we'll probably have some fun with it, buy a box,
chase the debut patch
like every other person on the planet. What do you think that's actually worth?
My goodness. Jack Caglione's
Skeens was worth $1.1 million. What did it go for?
But
so it's not worth that.
Dick's Sporting Goods bought it. So a regular collector. I mean, sky's the limit with him.
I guess, too, the rest of the season.
Yeah, sky's the limit with him. Even you know, it's Jack Caglione. He's not only a marketable person. He's a genuinely nice human being. So I think a lot of people gravitate to people like that and players like that that they could relate to. You know, he's got faith, family, and he's just a monster in the field. So, I mean, the price is endless. It's what someone will pay for it, and people will pay a lot of money for it.
Yeah, because his highest price.
I feel bad for him. He tried to get a super factory, he told us. And
I think his highest price card, you know more than I do on this, $80,000, I think, was the highest price. His super factor went for $80,000.
Yeah. So, good news. One of my customers hit that card and wanted to sell it. I know high-end buyers and high-end sellers. I found a buyer. That buyer privately bought that card for $80,000 cash. And that was in May.
Okay.
March. Yeah. Sorry about it. March. $80,000 raw. That card, just $80,000 cash. I mean, there's some players that are injured and they're like, yay, I'm injured because then I could collect my cards and it's going to be a lot cheaper than what it is right now. But don't do that. You know, so it's a very, very interesting game, like how high these cards go for. I mean, it's endless.
Jack seems really low key. The couple of times we've told listeners, we've now gotten to spend some time with him a couple of times in St. Louis for his debut and around the locker room a little bit, or the clubhouse a little bit. And then, of course, when we went down to Arkansas, or Springfield, I'm sorry, when he was a member of the Arkansas team. Laid back as they come, I feel like.
Yeah, very laid back.
Very cool guy.
Yeah, very, very cool guy, but obviously he's in the big leagues now, right? So a lot of the access that people are trying to get to him, there's probably a million people trying to talk to him or trying to get an autograph or something. And obviously he has to perform. It's his job, right? So think about people sitting outside in the parking lot waiting for you guys every day. You're going to be
just standing outside the window.
Standing, oh my God, I love you, you know?
I heard you mess up that sentence.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like right now he's a very genuine guy. And I mean, as a human being, he's just fun to hang around with and just have a good time, as you guys saw.
Yeah, he's a really he's easy to like, obviously. The Royals got a lot of likable players right now.
We were talking about our own experience with debuts in sports, right? You're a New York guy, so I'm sure you've got some big names as well. You know, for us, it was remembering even like Eric Hosmer's debut and Alex Gordon's debut, Mahomes' debut, but we've actually said, because at that time when Mahomes made his home debut, he didn't think he was going to go on to win three rings or whatever he ends up winning. For Caglione, the hype is almost ahead of the production, right? Just the way baseball debuts work and everything like that. Is there a game you went to, you remember a debut that just stands out in your memory?
I've never actually gone to any debut game of a player, but I mean, think about it. 2024 draft was just around the corner, right? We have Jack Caglione got called up. We got Nick Kurtz got called up. Out of the first 10 draft picks, we have two that are at the show right now. So it's pretty interesting to see it. I've never actually been to a debut game, but you know, honestly, I'd rather be at a home game. Just to see the local fans that love the guy, see him the first time ever. And there's nothing like it. Instead of being in St. Louis, you know, whatever. But in Kansas City, we got Jack Caglione's first home game. You can't beat it. And it's what, Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday night. Yankees in town.
We're expecting a big crowd.
It's insane. There's so many conventions apparently in Kansas City. You know how hard it was to get a hotel room?
Was it really?
It's impossible. I went.
It is a big convention town.
Where are you staying? Plaza? I told you we're not to stay. We'll leave it at that. But I told you we're not to stay. But where did you end up deciding?
Somewhere downtown. Okay. I mean, no one's going to come and see me, so don't worry about it. But you know, somewhere downtown. But it's really interesting. I've never been to Kansas City. I've never seen such a big convention center other than the Javits Center.
Oh yeah,
it's really interesting around here.
Kansas City is a good, it's a hidden gem for people on the coast who just haven't been kind of this way, certainly.
Yeah.
Conventions are very popular here.
Yeah, you know, I was joking with you as you were walking in the building. You said, because it's a quick trip for you. You're in, you're kind of out. You're obviously going to the game virtually right after this as well. You said, I go, you're going to get some KC barbecue. And you told me, I don't have time for that. You're not going to have any KC barbecue?
I'm not a real food guy. Okay. I mean, I went to get pizza. So one of the things I do is everywhere I travel, it's just a known food that I thought people are unable to mess up. They completely mess up because I'm from New York. It's pizza. No. I'm like, you know what? Everywhere I go, I'm going to go get pizza. I went to Omaha. They have pizza and they're like bragging about having pineapple on their pizza. I'm like, where am I? Is this a prank or something? Is Ashton Kutcher going to come out and like, I want pizza.
Did you get pizza here yet?
I did.
Okay, tell us after. You know
tell
what?
Us, maybe tell us off air in case it's a sponsor
I'm
or something.
I'm not
going to
let you
guess.
Know what it is. I don't even remember the place, but
it wasn't at the airport, was it?
No. It was somewhere around here, but I definitely have to try the barbecue if. I'm going to eat tonight at the game.
So you can actually get Joe's KC has a stand out in right field. It's a famous, it's a famous Kansas City spot. And you can get a Z-Man. It's their most famous sandwich.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to have to do it.
The Z-Man sandwich would be the go-to, I think, in this circumstance for sure.
Well, I mean, if you're going to get Kansas City barbecue and be at the K, it makes the most sense that would be the case.
And watch Jack's first home game. I mean,
I'm hoping you're going to catch his first home run. I'm a little disappointed it's Max Fried.
That's
adding a unique challenge to getting the first home run.
I'm not worried about it.
Lefties.
I'm not worried about it. I'll put my life savings on him hitting a home run tonight. He's a showman. There's no knuckleball pitcher tonight. I'm confident.
Yeah, Corey Lewis was the only guy that's given him any trouble, right? Down for the Twins
knuckleballers,
minor leagues.
That's all it is. Knuckleballers are difficult in general. Omaha I went to, his game at Omaha, knuckleballer. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was the Twins. That was Corey Lewis, I think. So you're predicting a home run tonight. I think on this homestand, he's going
to
hit one. Whether it's the Yankees or the A's, he's hitting one this week.
I have a bet in for tonight. I think we all do.
Might have to wait till we get to the Yankees bullpen tonight.
I think he's going to hit it tonight. I hope he does because I'm here. I actually tried to buy out the section in right field just to be the only one there. Who did that? Seinfeld or something? Who did that?
Yes.
I wanted to buy the whole section just to catch it.
The guy that we're like, we know he's in town that everybody's like, don't let him catch it. Zach Hample.
You know he's here.
He's definitely here. But you know what? I hope he's outside of the stadium because I don't know what's past right field. Is there anything past it?
Just a concourse parking lot, you know?
Yeah, so it's going to go to the parking lot regardless. So
this is our whole thing about downtown baseball. Alex and I went downtown baseball.
It's a big topic.
Speak for the entire city as they continue to try to work on this stuff. I love Kauffman Stadium as a stadium, but I mean, you'll find out there's very little around the stadiums.
Yeah,
they're historic stadiums, but they're very little around.
Historically,
them.
Most stadiums, I'll say, there's just nothing around them, including Yankee Stadium. It's just like part of that town or city that's just like, here's a stadium, nothing else, and then we're.
So you don't even think there's that much around Yankee Stadium? You're saying
okay. Not in the 5-block radius. I mean, less bars, and you know, there's nothing really.
Okay.
I mean, I'd take a bar. There's not a bar near the stadiums right now.
Honest to God, I would never tell you.
We looked at one that was like abandoned. We joked about one time.
I would never tell you to come to New York and go to the Bronx near Yankee Stadium to hang out and view New York. Okay.
You tell me to go to some different parts of the city.
Yeah, I wouldn't really do, or Queens. Yeah, I don't think those two places mirror each other.
Now, I noticed you're a Knicks fan, right?
Knicks fan, yeah.
Okay, Knicks fan. Our producer is a Pacers fan. Very complicated fandom from Drew. Pacers fan, Bengals fan,
I'm a Pacers fan.
Wisconsin fan, very all over the place, whatever. But what do you make of what we got in the finals? Anyway, I guess we could talk about this. Do you do much on the NBA side of things?
I mean, what an underwhelming finals matchup for the health of the NBA. I mean,
you don't think this is good?
Would you rather? Obviously, no offense. The Pacers are losing, right?
It's all good.
I kind of agree with that.
The Pacers are gone, right? Would you rather watch the Pacers or the Knicks?
It's been entertaining. I've been entertained. I know from a TV ratings, you're going to be proven correct. The TV ratings, but if I'm a fan, I'm not a TV executive. You know what I mean? Right. Like what? If the you agree, game one was great. The comeback,
yeah, it was. I
now you're a Knicks fan. I get it.
I mean, Knicks, I should have parlayed something on that game, but yeah.
The Knicks, it's like a train wreck though for me. It's like watching a franchise that's never going to get it together. Awful. I thought firing Tibbs was a bad decision.
It's awful. Like I think Tibbs was a great decision. I couldn't stand him. I don't know. I think I'm a minority.
Kidd? That's the rumors that they want.
You know
Jason
who
Kidd.
I would want? This is like out of left field. Stephon Marbury.
Really.
Just
because of the ties to the organization.
Ties to the organization.
Does he coach?
He did coach in China. Okay. He was very successful in China.
He's been in a lot of the games. He went to a lot of them during the playoffs.
Yeah, he went to a bunch of games. He actually sits right next to me. There's like a row, and then he's on the next row. I've seen him. He has those glasses and stuff. I would have loved for him to coach just to make it interesting. But,
Stephon Marbury.
I still don't understand how the Knicks go from, winning a game, having that momentum, and then just at the fourth quarter, just die. I've never seen this in my life, and I'm convinced every time I put a bet in, it's just not going to hit. And that's because, they know Vegas called, be like, yeah, Valor Sports has got $5 on this game. This is tank.
Well, I'm glad
you brought up scenario. We got Will from Valor Sports hanging out with us. He just flew into town for Cags' home debut. He got to know Cags during spring training, has been ripping open some cards with him. And obviously, if you're looking to get in the hobby a little bit, it'd be a good place to check out. So, there's the better, I'm sure. We call him Cash Out Bro. Have you seen this story? This kid.
Yes.
You're familiar with it.
Yeah. I can't believe you.
We think he's kind of screwed at this point in time because I think Edmonton's going to lose that series to Florida.
They're going
to
lose so
bad. Would you have cashed out?
At
$13, $123 at one point.
So I'll give you a story. Last year I was doing parlay, football parlay, first touchdown parlay, right?
Sure.
And then I take my kids out to a carnival. It was $250 parlay. We go to a carnival. I don't really have that well, that good of service. Someone texts me and says at 1:30. So it's like right when the game started. He's like 1:30, 1:45. He's like, dude, you're going to hit this before halftime. There was like one more player that was supposed to score a touchdown for $74,000. I look at my phone. It's a $30,000 payout. I'm like, I'm not touching it.
I'd be too tempted.
But you know what? It was like before the half, $75,000 payout. I'm going to ride it. This guy's just crazy.
I think so.
The Oilers are not going to come back. It would be smart for him to hedge this bet at this point, but there's just no way they're coming back, which is a shame because I have a lot of Connor McDavid cards, but still.
Yeah, you need him to get that first one, don't you?
We just need him to get one, and then he's just in the history books. I went to the Ovechkin's
Were you there at D.C.?
No, New York.
It was in New York. Oh, our boss is a big Capitals fan.
Oh, dude.
I was on
vacation. And I was buying tickets out to see, when is he going to hit it? And I was like, he has to hit in New York. I came back home. I was in, whatever arena it's called, UBS Arena. I was in there like four rows behind the side of it was unbelievable. I mean, those are experiences you can't get back, but
Yeah, but that kid could just buy some of those experiences with the money he would have had from Ken. Because he's like, look where I am. I'm like, you could have gone to the Stanley Cup Finals with your money. With all of your big pile of money.
I personally think he cashed out.
Because Bleacher Report's been flying him around to these games.
You think he cashed out?
He's probably
he may
be getting money from other people. If he was smart, he would have Bleacher and all these guys pay him to go everywhere and talk about it.
Or have it on Prop Swap and sell part of his action.
Something. But it's a crazy deal. If the Oilers come back, I mean, he can tell us he told us so.
He can.
The books are not saying that they're coming back anytime soon. I mean, the Pacers have a better shot, and they just have no shot. So, it's a real shame.
All right, but we're about to go to break. That you said something right when we walked in, and you told Cody you loved his song. You heard the Cag song?
I'm telling you right now, if that's not his call-up song today, when he gets into this, I was motivated. I wanted to run through a wall here.
We'll have to have you send him the link. It's up on social media.
Yeah,
the
I'll
fan
send him
965.
I told him that he was doing it. So I'll definitely send me the
we'll get it to you. Yeah.
How cool would that be?
Yes.
It gets
it would make my day, life,
your
maybe
life.
Year.
We never hear the end of it, though, man. We never hear the end of it on the show, I don't think.
The time Creed Humphrey once mentioned this song and said I was a good singer was
do
about
you have
as
any
good
insight on what his actual walk-up song might be tonight? Any vibe you get? What do you think?
I don't have a clue. Yeah. I mean, what, Taylor Swift? No, I'm kidding. I have no clue. It's going to be a lot of fun. Are you standing guys going to the game?
Be there tonight. There'll be a standing ovation. It's going to be an epic crowd. I can't wait for that moment. You said you haven't been to a debut before, so I think it's going to be the moment he steps in the on-deck circle. You're going to start to feel a different energy in the stadium. I think it's going to be awesome tonight, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Will, so thanks for coming in studio. I know you've had a long day already with travel and everything, so we appreciate it.
Hope you get better barbecue than you got pizza.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get worse. So,
all right, up next, we will hear Cody's song one more time for Cags' debut. Predictions on what we're going to see tonight as well. That's coming up right here on Cody Engel.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending?
What's trending is brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Number one on What's Trending, the Royals are back in action tonight against the New York Yankees. Cags will make his home debut. We will play my song, J.A.C., coming up here in just a few minutes, as they will be against the New York Yankees. There'll be Noah Cameron on the bump tonight against one of the current Cy Young favorites, Max Fried, who is 8-1 with a sub-2 ERA.
I got locked out. I walked
in. Sorry, I did not realize. Until he said you were locked out, I did not see your keys there.
I was locked out. I walked him outside.
I just got your text. Hey, I'm locked out. Can you let me in?
I realized I could not get back in.
I was just going to start.
I figured. I heard you do, I think, number one.
I did number one. I did the read for Baker University, and I did number one. You're good for number two.
Next up on What's Trending, both TJ Watt and Trey Hendrickson will not report to camp today. That's due to a contract dispute. They were, of course, first and second in the NFL last year in sacks. We know the story about Trey Hendrickson. TJ Watt doesn't seem to be as concerning about the. There's still
more
uncertainty.
More cash. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about. I think Terry McLaurin also sat out. I have got to read you this quote from Bengals first round pick Shamar Stewart in a minute.
Okay.
Yes. Bearing Cincinnati's organization before even technically being a member of the organization.
He hasn't even practiced once yet.
We'll do that in addition to play the CAG song again. But yeah, absolutely worth it. Next up on What's Trending, the Florida Panthers have taken a 2-1 game lead over the Oilers in the Stanley Cup Finals after their 6-1 win last night. They are now -260 to win the Stanley Cup Finals. Not as big as the 580 or whatever the hell it is the Thunder are to still win the NBA Finals over the Indiana Pacers, but a commandingly bad news for Cash Out, bro, as he ran into a little bit of trouble last night. But the Panthers take a 2-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals.
And lastly, Scott Pioli, former Chiefs general manager, is back around football. Remember, he'd been doing some media stuff, consulting. He's now an advisor for Iowa football as the NIL era heats up some more, and he's going to advise
your gun,
that. That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold.
You better keep a clean shot there, Kirk Ferentz. Not be messing around, at least on this end. Look, I think more NFL people get involved because it's more of a business now.
You got to have a GM. Got to have a true GM
a
for
really
your
good
program.
One.
If you're going to manage truly a cap now, you got to be able to project, you know, where you're going to be at financially in 2026 or 2028. And you need someone that's used to doing that, someone that's been around an NFL salary cap, right? Because that's what you're basically going to have in college football now.
So as promised, Gold will send Will the link to the song. So we'll hope maybe we'll get an actual reaction from Jack.
I can promise you, I can guarantee you this, it will end up, Jack will at least see it. Well, whether he reacts to it, I have no idea. He will have the song sent to him.
So
I can promise
you that.
At some
point, we will get his honest to God reaction on this show, whether we got to go into the clubhouse or not. And we'll play this song coming up. If you missed it, I did a song called J.A.C. Jack for Jack Caglione's home debut tonight. We will play it again here in a couple of minutes. But this quote from Shamar Stewart. And look, Drew, I told you like a month ago, and you thought I was doing it just to pick on you, and I'm not. Cincinnati is one of the worst run organizations as a sport. As a result of that, I do not take the threat of Joe Burrow nearly as seriously as I do every other quarterback like Lamar and Josh Allen, because his team is stupid and do bad things.
I'm glad you said it, because if I said it, it would be an excuse to everybody. So I'm glad you said it.
And figured that, like, we'll just fix the offense, but nothing on defense or anything else in between, and they're poorly run. Shamar Stewart today, after not showing up to camp because his first-round contract is not done. Quote, I'm 100% right. It should be a no-brainer. In Trey's case, it should be a no-brainer, too. I'm not asking for nothing y'all have never done before, but y'all just want to win arguments more than winning games, in my opinion. End quote, Gold. That's what
it's a mic drop from a rookie, man.
The Bengals' first-round pick, who people didn't even like as a first-round pick selection at the pick they made anyway, said about the organization he hasn't even played a down for. Damn.
I think he's the message is 100% true and 100% right.
Well, he's accurate.
The messenger, it...
Messenger's tough.
It's tough because you haven't played it down yet, so the team's coming, you're coming from that angle. If Trey Hendrickson said something like this, I think it would resonate a little bit more. I don't know what they need at this point, because also another quote that was out there from Shamar Stewart was, I've got the stars who are saying I'm doing everything right and are encouraging me to keep on doing what I'm doing. So
everybody in the Cincy organization is also like, screw this team.
The players know. Yes, go do your thing, man.
Is his kid, like, whoever's going to take over this organization when he's no longer the owner of it, his kids seem to maybe want to run a cleaner ship.
Well,
does it feel like he'll just sell and maybe you could just the Commanders, you could just get a better owner to buy you and immediately be relevant, because they have the quarterback. They have one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL, and I don't take them seriously because of how poor of an organization they are.
Okay, so this is the thing. Mike Brown's daughter is Katie Blackburn. So whenever you hear Katie Blackburn, that's Mike Brown's daughter.
Really? I did not know that. I did not know that.
And the granddaughter, of course, of Paul Brown. So that she is the heir apparent, essentially. And she is a part of... She's already involved in the organization and already a part of everything that people complain about the Bengals for financially.
So she's not going to be better for that
situation. She is involved in those things already. So one would think no, unfortunately. A lot of people are like, hey, can we get with the program? And, what is it going to take for you to just figure it out? Like, at some point, does anybody in the organization say, forget this, I'm going to lock everybody else out of the building, out of this room, and I'm going to hand him the contract that he wants, and we're going to get this thing done.
I can't remember his name. The Alabama linebacker who went through the big Roquan Smith.
Okay.
Who went through was he Alabama?
Yeah.
I can't be Georgia. Trusted. Oh, Georgia. I was like, I can't be trusted with which college somebody went to. I remember when he kind of got in a pretty public bout with the Bears over offset language and all this stuff. He's trashing the org, Gold, before he's played for the team.
Yeah.
That's a bad start. By the way, I mean, the fans aren't going to like you. I mean, I don't know. Fans at this point might actually agree with him.
The fans agree with Shamar. It's just that him doing it, like, it's the right message. It's just him being the rookie that hasn't set foot on a regular season game yet maybe he's not the one that's supposed to deliver this message as much. But I don't think he's wrong. I think people side with him. Again, he's saying everything that you've said already, Cody, as well. Like, everything that we've talked about, where you guys have bashed and fans have bashed and everything like that, he's just relaying it again. Mm-hmm. It's just coming from a player's perspective, not just other people on social media.
We'll get to Cody's Jack Caglione song if you miss it in the noon hour today. I told you, I think it's a top three Cody song.
That's a ringing endorsement. Gold doesn't like to say nice things about him.
No, I usually don't. This one, it hits. I think it's great because Cody doesn't have to sing as much during it as well. I think the lyrics are good. So if you missed it, that's coming up in about 5 to 10 minutes. But what do we expect tonight? I mean, truly from an expectation, I think we've already talked about what we think the moment is going to be like. The first time he steps in the batter's box is going to be epic. Everybody's going to be standing up, standing ovation. It's going to be loud, let alone if he gets a hit, what that could be like. If it's a home run, it's a whole nother level. Tonight, they're going to face a very good pitcher in Max Fried. He's coming off a 4-for-4 day. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I think he's hitting a home run tonight. That would be like the picture Disney movie
type
of thing.
He's only given up 5
right?
this year, but I will point out in a quarter of the amount of plate appearances, he's given up 4 of his 5 home runs to lefties.
Yeah, I think he's having a multi-hit game, though, in his debut. I think a multi-hit game tonight from Jack Caglione.
I just think he's kind of a showman. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like We went down. Like, he knew we were in Arkansas, and he showed up in
Springfield.
Yeah, yeah. And I look, I know that he went 0-for-5 in his major league debut. He is hitting the ball as hard as anyone in baseball. That leads to hits. And he has not struggled against lefties in his minor league career, at college, and so far in the bigs. They've made 4 pitching changes directly in front of him to go to a lefty. Guys, he still hit pretty hard. So, like, Max Fried is more the problem than Max Fried is left-handed, is my concern, because he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball this year. I honestly, I'm not going to bet it because, like, there's some odds that would suggest you shouldn't. Or I'm personally going to bet. I'm not going to tell you have to. It's not my pick for Vern's pregame show.
Oh, okay.
I kind of feel like he's hitting a homer. But I definitely think he's at the very least getting a couple of hits. Like, I'm with you. I think that that's kind of the lower bar, and that a home run is absolutely in play. Part of it is just because I don't think he's getting shut out of the home run game much longer.
This week, he's hitting one. He's hitting one this week. It's just, I don't know when, but he's hitting one this week. Tonight is a multi-hit game, I believe, for Jack Caglione. And honestly, we've been excited for this one for a bit. It's one thing to be in St. Louis for his debut, and you got a nice standing ovation among the couple thousand Royals fans, maybe, yeah, or whatever, that made the trip. 30,000 plus, we think, tonight, hopefully.
If it's 22, I'm going to come on the show tomorrow and say that's disappointing.
Yeah, it could be epic tonight, just that moment. You can't create these moments very often. You can't create them, right? They have to have everything aligned. And that's what we're going to see tonight with Caglione's debut. And I also think, you know, for this Royals team, coming off a series that was disappointing, you got to get one back somewhere. You lost 2 of 3 to a bad White Sox team. The Yankees obviously are a good team. Can you steal 2 of 3 in this series? And obviously, in order to do that, you would like to get it going right away tonight.
I got to say, winning the first game with your rookie with almost no experience on the mound, is Max Fried the Cy Young favorite, or is it Skubal right now?
I think it's too Skubal, but I haven't checked the market in a bit, admittedly, so I'd have to pull it back.
I mean, he's 8-1 with a 1.7 something ERA, so I wouldn't be surprised to find out it's Max Fried. I guess that's why I was trying to figure out which version it is right now. Because again, you and I both know that Aaron Judge is pretty much running away with.
Skubal is the favorite quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
-190. Hunter Brown and Max Fried both 8-1. DeGrom 10-1. Crochet 12-1. That's where things stand.
I don't know what I'm missing on Max Fried. I guess they've already just determined it's Skeens, or it's not Skeens. It's
if you're wondering, Chris Bubich is 25-1.
So his odds have still not come all that close, depending on what you gotta do. I mean, again, Max Fried's got a really great ERA too. And name recognition, and Fried plays for the New York Yankees and everything else. But he is one of the 5 best pitchers in the American League this year. You get a win with your rookie on the mound against Max Fried tonight, that's going a long way in me feeling like you can swipe one of the next 2 and actually win a series against the Yankees.
And then over on the rookie of the year market, Jacob Wilson, man, he keeps hitting. He's increased his odds to win it. -550 now. Cags is 15-1. Roman Anthony, who just got called up yesterday, is 16-1. If Cags were to hit a couple home runs, all of a sudden you'd see that margin shrink. But Jacob Wilson had such a head start, and he's been absolutely raking there for the Sacramento A's or whatever they're calling them these days.
Yeah, some version of that.
So
that catch last night, by the way, just real quick, from Clark.
It's one of the craziest catches I've ever seen.
Holy cow.
It really is one of the craziest catches I've ever seen. I mean, it was angels in the outfield type of stuff. I mean, it really was one of the most spectacular catches I have seen. You can go and find it if you know what we're talking about. But I mean, he almost jumps off out of the stadium or out of the field of play to get the baseball.
It looked like Bo Jackson, but he made the catch. Like when he
ran up the wall, and then he just kind of casually, you know, just hopped right back down. I mean, it was really a ridiculous catch in the Athletics Angels game last night. All right, earlier today you debuted Jack
JAC.
Yeah, I think it's one of your better ones. Let's let everybody hear
we'll
it
let
again.
We'll let the text line decide in case they missed it.
Don't you
to start no fights. Cause he's JAC, he's dynamite. JAC, help win the fight. JAC, he's a power load. JAC, the ball explodes.
A power load?
Got power, it's a power hitter. Makes sense when you think about it. He's tall, can ball, and swing so mean. He's a wanted man. Pitchers fear number one. Understand? So don't miss your fastball. Don't miss your curve. Smacks up your bad pitch the rest of your life. The man back in town, so don't mess around, cause he's JAC, he's dynamite. JAC, help win the fight. JAC, he's a power load. JAC, the ball explodes.
I think we learned is that people like rock music.
Yeah,
he's dynamite. JAC, help win the fight. JAC, he's a power load. JAC, the ball explodes.
This was a real challenge for my voice. The rest of this is just the way this song ends. This song just ends with all this music, and it felt wrong to take
it
out.
I think it's some of your best work. It did a lot of just more yelling and less singing.
Someone says it's worse the second time.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
You know, for the most part, though,
someone says I'm
overall,
not joking.
Very positive.
Someone says I'm not joking when I say it's the mix of the best and worst thing I've ever seen and heard.
You know, I think I take it as a compliment.
I think it's a top three, maybe top two. Pasquantino and this, I would say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pasquantino, I had to sing in a different language for Pasquantino. I had to really earn that one.
Mm-hmm.
I had to figure out some Spanish. Just unable to do it. I just decided when it was all said and done, you couldn't possibly do a Jack Caglione song without it being like rock music. He's a power hitting 6'5", 250-pound power hitter. You got it.
He's
like
a rock star.
Yeah, he's a rock
His
star.
His abs are tight.
Okay, that line seems to be getting mixed reviews. I think it's technically accurate.
He's a power load.
He's a power hitter. That's close to the original lyric. What would you rather me have said there?
I mean, I don't know, actually.
And how long did it take you to write it?
Here's another reason why I left it. When people are talking about like hitting instruction, they mm-hmm. talk about like, you know, like load as it relates to the way you swing. And so like it actually felt very baseball-y
you
at
load
the time
up.
As well. Mm-hmm. Yes. It makes sense, Drew. If you're a baseball fan, that line makes sense.
Yes. I can also, if you're, yeah.
What?
You know, it makes sense. 10 out of 10 song. This is actually, I will say, this is about 90% positive reviews, and I'd say most of the stuff I put out gets like a 50-50 blend.
Oh, as I said, this is why I feel like I'm actually, normally you think I'm hating. I'll give you credit when credit's deserved. Some of your other ones have not been good. This is good. This is good.
You're willing to, you give an honest assessment of what you feel about the song. This one seems to be getting
I'm serious when I say
positive
this.
Reviews.
This one's better because it didn't involve you like singing, trying to hit high notes
That's
and get way too.
It's a bit of an insult. It's kind of a.
It's the truth.
It's
though.
Like a sandwich.
But
a
it's
bit, you know?
True though. It's better for you just yelling and screaming and rock and it's better for you.
I'm a day one, Cody. No matter what you put out, I think it's going to be all right. I can mess with it, you know.
Someone says, I work from home and the maintenance guy just got blessed with Cody's vocal cord. Thanks, boys.
I like that he just, some guy coming through like,
what
okay?
is this?
What you listening to? JAC, that's what he's listening to.
Cags. Cags. Cags.
This is what I want. Like, Cags. Windows Cags. Are going to the K.
Cags. Cags.
Stepping up to the plate.
Cags.
From Florida.
Cags.
Cags. Caglio. Cags.
Yeah, exactly. And then he hits the homer and the fireworks go off and it's just going, JAC. It's just like, you know, you're just feeling good at the K. That's what I wanted it to feel like.
That happened, that would be a peak life moment that I don't know how much could ever eclipse.
Oh,
that
I'd
for
never.
You,
yeah, yeah. And we've had some great song moments on this show.
Someone says, "Wow, Dusty was the heavy favorite to mention Jack in a powerful load first on the radio, but Cody with the huge upset."
Cags is plus what? 1,000, 1,100 to hit a homer tonight is what I saw.
He's 10 to 1. He is 10 to 1 to go yard this evening, guys, out of Kauffman Stadium.
It's the Max Fried part. It's the Kauffman Stadium versus the smaller ballpark part. It's all of that stuff that's kind of working against him. I got a bet in for it tonight. I think Dusty does too. Gold, I'm sure. You know, like, it's just one of those you feel like betting ones.
It's also Dinger. It's also Dinger Tuesday, all right? 50% profit boost over at FanDuel on anybody hit a home run. So you can get a 50% profit boost on that 10 to 1. Thank you very much.
So I got a no sweat on it tonight. So if he doesn't hit it tonight, I could just roll it into tomorrow. See if he can't do that. Someone says they're a pro audio engineer. They're willing to help make these songs be everything they can.
There you go, man. There you go.
We got to get a professional mix.
I'm fired up for tonight. I really, I know I've said it a few times. I can't wait to head out there. I'm going to go home a little bit, relax.
You're trying to rest up, get ready.
Relax a
little
bit.
How early you get there for a baseball game?
Well, so gates don't open. I'm going as a fan tonight. I'm not going as media. First pitch is 6:40. Big crowd. I don't know. I'll probably try to get there at 5. 5-ish. That's the plan. Being a little rush hour traffic.
I think it's going to be a long line getting into the stadium. You know that. So you got to kind of, because you're going as a fan, you got
to Dollar dog night. Good seats. I'm pumped.
Yeah. I think it'll be a great night. I think it'll be a great night at the K. Weather's going to be warm. Summer. Kids are out of school. Like, there's so many reasons to be out at the ballpark tonight. And then watch Jack Caglione's home debut. You and I were lucky enough to be in St. Louis for his major league debut. But that's not like the fans behind you. That's got a whole nother energy to it. Love that you got the CAG shirt on, Gold. You're ready to go out there. Will Dusty be wearing his CAG shirt?
No, he, I don't know if he's said it on this show. I don't want to like ruin his thunder.
Oh, you know what?
No, I think he has. He got a jersey. He's got a jersey already.
Oh, he's got a custom CAGs jersey. Because custom, you can't just get that off the rack.
They have to be customized now. Right now, the Fanatic stuff hasn't come through yet. So they're technically custom ones.
Somebody thinks that if Jack hits a home run, Cody's songs are confirmed black magic.
He's going to hit one at some point.
He's going to hit one soon. Yeah. They just said tonight.
Someone thinks that your songs would be as effective as whatever Tyrese Haliburton does at the end of these games to be hitting these game-winning shots. That's how effective your songs would be if Cags actually hits a home run.
He keeps doing it, man. That guy is hitting every clutch shot in the entire postseason.
Pace is going to need some more magic.
Yeah, they need a complete game from everybody, which they haven't gotten yet in sometime.
Somebody says, what can you get better odds on? Cags to hit one tonight or Judge to hit two? You can still get longer odds for Judge to hit two. It's still two home runs in a game. Like, those are
you
still
just did
pretty
it last game.
Yeah. And this somebody, what, and I think I saw one of the,
how much would the odds go up? Because obviously, Fried it's lefty on lefty. Like, if it's the sixth inning and Fried gets taken out, this is where, of course, live betting would be
imagine
great.
Imagine they would
the
put
K.
another lefty in, Wouldn't be Fried.
You think
imagine,
so? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, most teams will play the odds on it. It's actually, almost about the same. It's plus 1,200 for Aaron Judge to hit two.
Yeah.
And plus 1,100 for, or plus 1,000, depending on what book you get it at, for Bobby Wood Jr.
What's Cagliari your guys' final guess on the walk-up song? I mean, it's not going to be your song tonight, Cody.
Plus 12,000
The walk-up song is going to be? The actual walk-up song?
If it's mine, I'm taking the show off tomorrow. I'm going to need a day. You're going to need a day. Honestly, you're not going to want me in studio
tomorrow. It'll be a miserable show. Yeah, it really will.
It's better for both of us.
What if he just went with TNT?
It's
probably going to
be nuts.
I don't know what it's going to be. It could be so many.
His walk-up song at Florida was a rap song.
Is he a country?
Song at Florida.
You think country? It was rap in Florida?
Yeah, it was Nardo Wick was the artist.
Oh, maybe he'll just go with
that. I'm going to guess Kendrick. I'm going to guess he's going to go like something real popular. I'm going to guess Kendrick Lamar for the artist.
They not like us.
I don't know if it's that one. I'm sure a lot of there's so many good ones to choose from as walk-up.
I don't know. I think DNA would be a good one.
Unless a teammate messed with them too, and they're picking his song for the first one. I don't know.
It's like a little rookie hazing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a complicated thing. Weirdly enough, I would think way too long about that. I'm sure all players don't. I would think way too long about my walk-up song if I was really in that situation.
JAC.
He should choose TNT or JAC. For his walk-up song.
All right. Hope you guys
feeling fun.
Have a great rest of the day. Hope to see you guys out of Kauffman. I'm looking forward to it. We'll be talking all about his debut at the K tomorrow on the show. Thinking of the K, that's where CDOT and Rob Brenner are broadcasting live this afternoon. We'll hand it off to them. They're outside Gate D at Kauffman Stadium.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire,
plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.